One song on this day, 1960. In the studio right now, we've got Heather Loftus and our Baxter County judge, Kevin Liddy. And Heather is going to interview him this morning. Good to see you both.
Morning.
Good morning. Heather, take it away.
Judge, you had a full house last night. When's the last time you saw the courthouse that full?
I tell you what, I spent, 6 years on the Corum Court, and it never was as full as it's been the last 7 months. I've said that many times.
It was standing room only last night.
Yeah, it was. So, but it went well. Actually, a lot of elected officials said, man, I can't believe you got us through that agenda that quick. But we rolled right through it. It went well. And I think progress made in everything we talked about. So it was good.
Let's talk about some of the hot topics from last night. Of course, the big turnout was... people wanted to hear, there was a presentation made. I got to be very careful. Yeah. There was a presentation made from Russell Tucker, the chairman of the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce, and Danny Pugsley, the CEO, about the Chamber Foundation asking for the county's support financially of an economic development initiative that they are trying to create. This, of course, is piggybacks on the Mountain Home City Council's proposal last Thursday night.
Yeah, it's started last week, I guess it was, when we had a budget meeting. Danny and Russell come up and spoke to us at the budget meeting, and we didn't want to just push it on the Corum Court without push a ordinance on them or a resolution on them, and so we let them come make a presentation to educate them more of what they're wanting to do, because it's easy to say no if you're not educated on a subject, mm-hmm. and I think them speaking last night would probably make some of them get off the fence. And so I think there'll be more talk about it in the next 3 weeks, and I think it would be beneficial to the chamber to the way we're going at it here. So
the specific request entails a financial request of $40,000 from both the county and the city. Is that correct?
that's correct. They're asking for $40,000, and
to be used towards what?
Towards hiring more personnel. Mm-hmm. And some other things, but I think the biggest cost to be hiring another person, mm-hmm. Another salary, and that's some of the Corum Court members have a problem with providing money for a salary, because mm-hmm. when it has to come to an end, or if it does come to an end, then what? So.
And many people were in attendance last night. Several at the end of the meeting during the announcement section stood up to speak both in favor and against this initiative.
Yeah, I think that, we had a full house. I mean, I honestly, sitting there watching and listening, I think it was probably divided pretty close to half and mm-hmm. half. And, there were several there for it. Some that got up and spoke, I thought was going to be for it, and they were or against it, and they were for it. So, mm-hmm. I didn't know who was who, and a lot of faces in there I didn't know. But I think it was pretty close to probably 50-50 on in favor and not in favor. So,
what kind of feedback did you get after the meeting in regards to this?
I didn't get any. I had some prior to, and not with all the Corum Court members. Had a few call me and want to know what I think. But I want to see our community thrive and do well, mm-hmm. and I want to be participating, along with the city, and doing things to make our community thrive and do well. We just gotta watch. Mm-hmm. We gotta watch out what we do. May not be able to do it forever. Mm-hmm. what they're asking. So,
and when they talk about economic development, you were born and raised here.
Yeah.
You've lived here your whole life. When back in the day, when they talk about economic development, they'd focus on the industrial park and bring in more manufacturing jobs and different things to the area. This initiative is a complete 180. I mean, they are talking about tourism and going all in on tourism, which has been apropos of the work that's been done the last decade, but really looking at the different support services that help create tourism, local businesses, restaurants, resorts, dock owners, and such.
Yeah, and some don't want to get on board with tourism, provides this community with what it has. There's no doubt it does. I spent my career in law enforcement, and it wasn't hard, driving the streets as a police officer in the summertime to see what happens to traffic. It goes from nothing in the wintertime to bumper to bumper in the summertime.
So we spoke to Sheriff John Montgomery this time yesterday morning, and he said last week you could not – I mean, you had to admit the population doubled in size.
It was crazy. When you spent time in town and spent time on the streets, you could see it. It was just like opening and closing the door. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what's going on? And it's really nothing going on. It's mm-hmm. it's summertime. People mm-hmm. come here for what we have to offer.
What's next for this proposal? Where do we go? It will go to budget committee?
We're going to go back to the budget committee with it. And the Economic Development Committee that don't meet much with the county. I can't even tell you the members on it, you know, because I don't think it's ever met since I've been involved with the county government. So, but I think we'll put them together, them two committees, and let them discuss it. And, I think we can make some progress towards...
do you believe this will go before a vote for the Quorum Court next month?
I believe it will, yeah. No reason not to, really. And that way, you know, the chamber knows where we stand. You know, there's no need and not to. So,
let's talk about a couple of the other business items that were action items that were taken last night. Again, when we spoke with Sheriff Montgomery, we talked about a lot of things that he was hoping the Quorum Court would approve last night, and they passed all of those ordinances and different things unanimously in regards to helping out with the hack that the Sheriff's Department servers underwent a couple of weeks ago or almost a month ago. Time flies around here on the holidays.
Yeah.
But then adding an IT personnel, that was a big thing for the Sheriff's Department.
It was. The guy they hired has been part-time for some time. I don't know how long. But, it may have saved us a little money to have him on board, you know, prior to full-time instead of one day a week or however many days he's working. I think it was one day a week. But it may have, they caught it pretty quick. May have caught it quicker if they'd had a guy there full-time. But anyway, he thinks that they need it over there and, I think we as a county quorum court, we try to support law enforcement in our county and city. So,
one of the interesting items last night was the ordinance in regards to the noise ordinance. Now, to backtrack this, the state of Arkansas put a deadline on this. I mean, the counties had to vote in this noise ordinance by a certain time, and that's why it was on the agenda last night.
That Act 851 goes into effect August 1st. It was recommended from the Association of Arkansas Counties that we, you know, look at this ordinance and pass it to by August 1st to deal with these, I call them bit mining.
Data mining.
Sir. They set up, you know, so I call them bit mining. But, we want to be able to protect our residents if they choose to come to Baxter County and set one of these up, these data mining sites. And so at least gives us a little authority if they do. So
for those that are just hearing the phrase data mining for the first time, this is a structure that is built near a substation.
Absolutely.
A power substation, because of the amount of power required. But it is, you know, when you hear the words crypto and Bitcoin and different things, you require a mass amount of servers, computer servers, to mine this information. There's no really employee working inside this building. It houses all of the technology. But I have read, and I have read, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've read about this, that the noise created by one of these mines is the equivalent of an airplane sitting on the runway waiting to take off.
Yeah.
Constantly.
I've never heard one on a big scale, but when I was still in law enforcement, I got a complaint over in Village Green one time. The guy had one set up in his basement on a small scale. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised at how loud it was, and he showed me his setup and what he had going on, but he must have ceased operations because we quit getting complaints. But anyway, it was on a small scale. It would be annoying to, you know, three or four houses away from you.
Now, JP's Walker and Chapman, Ty, of course, I know their first names,
yeah.
But they voted against it. And then JP Davis had some questions about it afterwards, and their questions involved animals, livestock animals and such. Would this create any hazard there? And there's going to be some follow-up on that, correct?
I don't see it, and I will follow up. I farm, I have tractors, I have, you know, animals, and so, you know, it's not meant to for anything like that. And if we have to, you know, to amend it to make it worse, not something, you know, that covers stuff like that, we will. But I didn't see that in it, so it was strictly just dealing with the data mm-hmm. mining.
Let's talk about the landfill. There was also a letter in support, conversation about supporting a letter to ADEQ about the closure of the landfill again. This has been something that's been ongoing for several months.
Yeah, the board meeting in Harrison, as you know, a couple, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, we failed to get the votes to send that letter to ADEQ, mm-hmm. and I think there was just some misunderstanding there, and that's why we failed, but I think if it went to vote again today with the board over there, it would pass. But
that's my question. I mean, that was an emergency call meeting. So when's the next meeting going to happen with that board? Is there one called?
Yeah, I don't know. Hadn't I have no idea when the next one would be. But anyway, we'll send a letter down to ADQ, just like the city's going to, and ask for that final closure on that permit that's there.
What's next, sir? July is supposed to be slow.
Yeah.
What's with all this business?
That's what my administrative assistant told me. July would be slow, so she took off, you know, for a couple of weeks. And I feel like she took my right arm with her, I told everybody. But she's back, and we're rolling again. But, we're going to, we solicited bids for the health department, so we're going to sign the agreement with the architect and the construction manager this week, hopefully today, and to get that sent back where we can get started on that project. That'll be a big project for us.
When do you hope to be moving dirt?
Hopefully this fall, for sure. So we got to get that, that was part of our money we set back last year, and we got to get that spent by 26. So
anybody's welcome to those quorum court meetings. I went last night.
First time I think I've seen you there.
Well, first time since you were judge, but I've been to plenty of quorum court meetings.
Maybe just because you were standing up.
I was standing up. Yeah, I was standing room only. I was standing up back there, stood next to the sheriff most of the time. Of course, he's not standing very well right now.
No, he's getting a little better.
He's getting better,
though.
He can
put weight on his leg here in a week or two. So.
Well, he's waiting to hear from the doctor, see if he can do that. He thinks he can, but the doctors will let him know.
But no, I try to sit there and recognize everybody in the crowd. So.
All right, Judge, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Heather and Judge Kevin Liddy, thank you so much.